Okay, our friends. So today we are reading the second story in the book. On the flip side of it, it's Agent Llama Double Trouble. The story was written by Angela Wolf, and it is illustrated by Duncan Beatty, and it is read today by Mommy and
BB Itchy.
What is that? Who are you? Well, friends, it looks like we have a little itchity here with me today, a baby one. I'm so happy that you are here. Would you like me to entertain you with a very exciting story about a llama? How about a llama story? Let's do it. An empty lab, a silent night, a figure lowers from a height. Who's this llama dropping by? It's Charlie Palmer, super spy. A twist, a roll, a double flip. She's here to find a microchip. On it, plans for P19, the evil noodle doom machine. Well, that's what it says. An evil noodle doom machine? I don't know. Let's find out what that means. Clever Charlie grabs the tech. She heads home, then makes a check. But hey, it's wiped. Those plans are gone. There's something fishy going on. She calls HQ, but no reply. That's very strange. I wonder why. Then breaking news is on her screen. Live reporting found the scene in Dublin, Delhi, Delaware. Spaghetti is landing everywhere. We shut the schools. We're climbing trees. The streets are full of grated cheese. The waves of sauce are getting grim. We fear for those who cannot swim. And who's behind this pasta drama? We suspect this fluffy llama. But it's... who does it look like? In the picture, we can see who they're seeing. And Charlie does a double take. That isn't me. It's just a fake. And who drops pasta from a drone? I have to stop this evil clone. She grabs some gadgets from her store. She keeps concealed beneath her floor. A teddy with a laser eye. A surfboard in an apple pie. A banana primed with super slip, and a helicopter paperclip. She revs her turbo engine. Vroom! She's off to stop the pasta doom. The latest pasta drop report is coming from a beach resort, where tangled tourists, stressed and sweaty, wrestle with extreme spaghetti. Can I just say one quick thing about this, though? If it ever did rain spaghetti like that, you'd just go outside and open your mouth, right?
But what if it's poisonous spaghetti?
What if it's poisonous spaghetti?
And they make it poisonous, so if they eat it, they...
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess if it's poisonous spaghetti, you wouldn't want to eat it. That part, you would just not go outside, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our hero Charlie is on the case, and not one hair is out of place. You go, girl. She searches all around the bay. The mastermind won't get away. Look, what's that? A distant yacht. Do you know what a yacht is?
Mm-mm.
A really big fancy boat. Super expensive. She dodges pasta. Ouch! That's hot. And revs her engine, gaining speed. She's
what?
Going.
Pasta.
Yeah, pasta's I know.
Hot?
Hot pasta sauce in the water, I guess. She's going very fast indeed. Oh no! A drone's descending now. It starts to fire. Zip, zap, ow! It's shooting pasta and pasta sauce at her.
Mm-hmm.
She's sinking fast. That much is clear. And all those sharks are way too near. But Charlie isn't fazed one bit. This llama, guys, she just won't quit. Oh my goodness. This artwork. Her apple pie becomes a board. She ought to win a surf award, for soon she'll reach that looming lair. The pasta villain must be there, she says. But the sharks really like her surfing. She's caught a really good wave, and the sharks have given her 10 points. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And now outside, she's rising high, 60 stories in the sky to reach the noodle doom machine. It's just a keyboard and a screen. There's nobody there after all in the supervillain's lair, making the pasta fall down from the sky. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Oh, wait, hold on. A figure turns. Oh, this is trouble. Charlie's looking at her double. Remember when we read the book about the doppelgangers? Same thing. Exact replica.
Palmer, what a nice surprise. I'll just remove this great disguise.
So who's the noodle doom attacker? Rogue alpaca. Harley Hacker. Charlie gasps. Hey, I know you. You used to be an agent too.
But, Hacker sneers, that all went wrong when Perfect Palmer came along. Your super skills put me to shame. For what comes next, you'll take the blame. Those pasta drops were just for fun. My final target is the sun.
Then, in a flash, she disappears, and look, confirming Charlie's fears. A billion drones in meatball mode are off to make the sun explode. They're passing Venus, gaining speed. It's looking very bad indeed. First of all,
if they went up there, they would short circuit and explode before that. Only satellites are made to go up there.
Touché. It's almost as if the person who wrote this book is being silly.
And the meatballs would just grow this.
Yep. The meatballs. That's a lot of meatballs to go up to the sun. Let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. Our hero sweating, feeling sick. I have to stop them. Double quick. A password. Charlie tries to think. Drones forever. Llamas stink. Evil rules. What can it be? Just 3 more seconds. Palmer C? Password to destroy drones. Is it her name, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
The drones explode! Oh, thank goodness. Their day is done. The password worked. She saved the sun. But Harley Hacker is still a threat. My mission isn't over yet. So Charlie, swift and sure of foot, starts chasing her across the roof. The villain fires. Our hero's ready. Thanks a million, Laser Teddy. Because, you know, the villain has got all of her super gear. But even Charlie has that laser-eyed teddy bear.
Hacker sneers. You think you've won? Let's try some really high-tech fun.
And she's got, like, some robot arms on her suit, doesn't she? But Charlie's armed with super slip.
So long, old buddy. Pleasant trip.
Uh-oh, she sprayed it all over her feet, right? From the banana. And then she slips right off the roof of her super villain lair. And I don't know. I guess that's it. Charlie has gotten back to her, to the HQ, right? Wherever it is that they have all their reports and machinery and stuff. And it says, the news report shows tears of joy from India to Illinois. HQ is finally back online.
Everything has turned out fine.
We got a little tricked today, but once again, you've saved the day. We're really sorry, by the way. And the llama is about to have some lemonade and some popcorn because she has completed her work. Charlie's chopper starts to soar toward a peaceful sandy shore. A llama-friendly little nook for lemon fizz and a gripping book. We'll leave her there on one condition. We tag along on her next mission. Right?
What do you think the next mission is?
I don't know, but I hope that this author makes more and more and more of these books because they were fun to read and very silly, weren't they? So, friends, we'll put a link up on our Instagram so you can go and get this book. Or we'll put a link up on our Amazon affiliates so you can go and get this book. And we will also, we'll post a couple pictures on our Instagram so you can see the art.
And say the end.
And that is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.